Supply and demand, the familiar economic law. If a product is available in sufficient quantity, or if the demand is not that great, the price will be low. If demand is great, and especially if demand cannot be met, the price will rise. Supply and demand. We were all reminded of that recently when the price of oil reached a new record of approximately $75 a barrel. You're listening to UCOG Online. It's Friday, May 19th, 2006, and I'm Paul Kiefer. In my last podcast, I talked about the effect that the Yom Kippur War had had on Europe with an oil boycott for several countries and the German government enforcing a Sunday driving ban for approximately 1 month from late November 1973 to mid-December. More than 30 years after the oil shock resulting from the Yom Kippur War, Europe is still dependent on foreign energy sources. At the beginning of the 1970s, just 35 years ago, it took 12 million barrels of oil to meet Europe's daily needs. By the beginning of this new century, European consumption had grown to 14.4 million barrels a day. Here in Europe, about 2% more energy is used each year from year to year. That's a much smaller increase than elsewhere in the world. Since 1991, oil consumption in the United States has increased by 17% compared to only 7% for the so-called old European countries of Western Europe. Having a smaller increase in its energy consumption doesn't change the fact that the amount of energy being consumed here in Europe is growing and that Europe continues to be heavily dependent on foreign energy sources. In this third podcast in a series on the subject of gas wars, let's consider just how dependent Europe is on foreign energy sources. Right now, the European Union imports about 75% of the petroleum that it uses. Some would say, well, we can control our oil imports by switching to an alternative energy source, natural gas, for example. But here again, the European Union is dependent on foreign sources for its natural gas. Natural gas imports make up a little over 40% of the total amount of natural gas consumed by the European Union. At the current rate of consumption, the European Commission estimates that by the year 2030, that's less than 25 years away, the European Union will be importing 90% of its oil needs and 70% of its needs for natural gas. Now, if Europe were the only region in the world using petroleum and natural gas, there wouldn't be much problem in meeting those increased needs. But the recent surge in the price of oil shows that the equation is quite simple. Worldwide demand for petroleum products is increasing, and worldwide production is either stagnating or it isn't increasing fast enough to keep up with the demand. And with consumption around the world growing and Europe's own energy sources being depleted, things are shaping up for a long-term competition over who's going to get the goods. The increase in worldwide demand for oil is often attributed to China's growing consumption. And it is true, China's annual consumption has grown each year for more than a decade. However, energy consumption in America is growing, and it's growing in Europe, if not as fast. There doesn't seem to be any limit to America's thirst for oil. Even though the United States is in third place on the list of oil producers worldwide, it is the only major oil producer that is dependent upon imports. With a consumption of about 20 million barrels a day, America is the unchallenged leader in oil usage, leading China by more than a 3-to-1 margin. Even more amazing is the United Nations analysis showing that the United States consumes about 25% of all fossil fuels, coal, gas, and oil that are burned worldwide, the United States having about 5% of the world's population. From the time petroleum first came online as an energy source in the United States, America needed no imports whatsoever for about 90 years. But then, shortly after World War II, America needed imports to meet its own needs, and now imports in the United States make up about 60% of daily consumption. In China, oil consumption has grown by 150% in the last 10 years, with some of those years, like 2004, being double-digit percentage increases. In 2003, China replaced Japan as the world's second-largest consumer of oil. So how will Europe's needs be met by the year 2030, when the European Union is expected to import 90% of its petroleum needs? Where's that oil going to come from? Are new sources going to come online? Will alternative sources of energy be able to fill the gap? We'll talk about that in the next couple of podcasts on our ongoing series, Gas Wars. This is Paul Kiefer for UCOG Online. Keep listening.